Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Donna Weasley calling from the Channel 4 News Department. I'm afraid to say that we have selected another candidate for the television researcher position you recently interviewed for. This was simply due to the additional experience the other person had. However, the writing sample you submitted was very impressive, so I'm wondering if you'd like to contribute to the blog on our website. We assign articles to freelancers from time to time, and I think you would be an excellent addition to our team. If you're interested, please let me know. I'd be happy to give your contact details to my colleague, Geraldine Bailey, who is in charge of the site. My number is 604-555-7171. Thank you.
Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 72. What is impressive about Mr. Jackson? Number 73. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast. In sports news tonight, we will discuss how the city has been gripped with soccer fever. Fans all headed into town to buy tickets ahead of this weekend's match between major rivals the Oakton Tigers and the Perrymont Rangers. Although the Tigers are predicted to win, it is expected to be a close game. The stadium reported that all tickets sold out within 24 hours of going on sale. However, Channel 9 will have full, exclusive coverage of the game. Tune in at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening for its live broadcast. Number 74. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 75. What is indicated about the event? Number 76. When is the event scheduled to take place? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Last on the agenda of our Homeowners Association meeting is an announcement about our new gym facilities on the ground floor. There appears to be confusion over the issue of allowing guests of residents to access the area. We have decided to allow non-residential visitors to use the facilities, provided that they are accompanied at all times by an apartment owner and that they pay a small management fee each time. We believe $5 should ensure that the gym continues to run smoothly while allowing your guests to enjoy it properly. The payment can be made in cash or by credit card at the entrance.
Number 77. Who most likely is the audience? Number 78. What are listeners confused about? Number 79. What are listeners informed about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
We will once again enter our company in the Bloom Foundation's website design contest in the functionality category. As I'm sure you all know, we were nominated last year but didn't win. For this year's contest, I would like everyone to make a special effort to help us take home the prestigious prize this time around. Our design team welcomes creative thoughts from anyone willing to share their ideas on making our entry the most likely to succeed.
Number 80. What is the talk mainly about? Number 81. What occurred last year? Number 82. What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to Midland Library's Weekly Book Club. Today we have a very special guest, the best-selling author Solomon Rivera. Mr. Rivera is known for providing rich descriptions of the immigrant experience, and his latest novel, Moving Up, is no exception. Reviewers have praised the book for revealing lives that are typically hidden from view. Mr. Rivera has interviewed thousands of immigrants to understand their joys and challenges. Tonight he'll be sharing a little bit about the inspiration behind his work. He'll also sign autographs after his talk, and you'll have the opportunity to talk to him in person. Without further delay, here is Solomon Rivera.
Number 83. Who is Solomon Rivera? Number 84. According to the speaker, how is Mr. Rivera's work unique? Number 85. What will happen after the talk? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. I have a few things to bring to your attention. First, you may be aware that we're installing new software to handle our patients' dental records. We will have to move some of the information over manually, but the process shouldn't take very long. This program will take some getting used to, but it has a lot of benefits. Primarily, it will make it easier to access and share patient charts with authorized individuals. For example, dental assistants can answer a patient's question immediately after the dentist has modified the chart in his office. Since we don't want to lose any of the original patient data, Ms. Tidwell has offered to create a backup copy of all the current records. We expect to complete the transition within 2 weeks. Number 86. What is the main topic of the announcement? Number 87. What benefit of the change is mentioned? Number 88. What has Ms. Tidwell volunteered to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling Lois Stoff Catering. Our phone lines are currently unattended at the moment, but we ask that you stay on the line to hear the following notices. First, we have now opened our online store to all patrons. You can create a menu to suit your own budget, view food pairing suggestions, and read comments from customers who like the service simply by visiting www.loisstoffcatering.net. Second, to celebrate our new online store, we are currently offering a 15% discount coupon, which can be downloaded from the website for a limited time. So don't delay. It's only valid until August 31st.
Number 89. What new service is mentioned? Number 90. What is available on the website? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"So don't delay"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Paging passenger Gloria Swift on Wisdom Air Flight 216 traveling to Boston. This is the final boarding call for this flight. Please proceed immediately to Gate 23 with your boarding pass and identification ready. The plane is nearly ready to depart. We can only hold your seat for 5 more minutes. You must arrive within the time if you wish to claim it. Otherwise, it will be lost. We will reissue the seat to a standby passenger in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Number 92. What most likely is the speaker's occupation? Number 93. What is Ms. Swift asked to do? Number 94. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Otherwise, it will be lost"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and chart. Welcome to the monthly workshop of the Entrepreneurs Association. Our presenters will be giving you advice on establishing your online business, generating traffic for your website, and converting that traffic into direct sales. We've divided the sessions into four categories: search engine optimization, graphic design, buying online advertising, and content generation. And we're also pleased to have Jason Tennyson, head of the country's most popular blog in this field, as our keynote speaker later today. You are also reminded to pick up a copy of the information leaflet, which contains details on all the exhibitors in the lobby, along with a complete list of speakers and their topics. Number 95. What is the workshop mainly about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which company does Jason Tennyson work for? Number 97. How can listeners find out more about the workshop? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Good afternoon, Ms. Bernard. This is Calvin calling from Wonder Supermarket. We've sent part of your home delivery order, but I'm afraid we're currently out of the mangoes you wanted. I'll email you a coupon code for free delivery right after this call. That way, if you still want to order mangoes, you won't have to pay the shipping charges again. We do have Marsal Company and Sol Valley mangoes in stock. Between those two, the type produced by Sol Valley is the most similar to the Rico brand you originally wanted. So I'll be looking forward to your next order.
Number 98. Why is the speaker calling? Number 99. What will the speaker most likely do next? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What most likely is the origin of the ordered goods?